This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: So who's going to be Australia's frozen food darling? Chobani buys Daily Harvest, Greek yogurt giant. Chobani has just acquired plant-based meal delivery brand Daily Harvest in a move that's less about dairy and more about daypart domination. Industry whispers put the deal at around $600 million, a figure showing Chobani is serious about owning more than just your morning yogurt ritual. Daily Harvest built its name delivering frozen smoothies, soups and bowls to clean-eating millennials and wellness types before edging into retail with shelf-stable and frozen options. Now, with Chobani's backing, it gets instant access to US national distribution, manufacturing muscle and freezer real estate, formerly uncharted territory for a yogurt brand. But here's the interesting thing. Australia should be watching this deal very closely. Chobani has a huge footprint in Australia already. It owns factory space, dairy supply chains, and has brand loyalty across the chilled section. That makes it perfectly positioned to replicate the Daily Harvest model down under, either through acquisition or a stealthy in-house launch. Let's be clear, Australia has no equivalent to Daily Harvest, no national-scale, frozen-first, plant-based brand that's owning the 3 p.m. to dinner snacking slot. We have indie players, yes, but we don't have a vertically integrated freezer powerhouse doing direct-to-customer, retail and health-conscious ready meals in a single ecosystem. And for local startups, the message is this: get your frozen, functional food play together fast, or be acquired by someone who already has. Because when a global like Chobani wants to stretch its reach beyond yogurt and coffee, they spent $900 million on La Colombe last year. Frozen is where the next gold rush lies. Think of it this way: a Chobani yogurt for breakfast, an iced oat latte by mid-morning, and a frozen veggie protein bake for lunch. It's not just a pantry grab anymore, it's life cycle loyalty. And it's powered by convenience, function and a clean label halo. Australian implications? Massive. Whether it's an IGA-bound frozen bowl from a Byron-based startup or a full DTC meal kit operation in Melbourne, the window for scale and acquisition is now wide open. If Chobani doesn't act, someone else will. So who will become Australia's Daily Harvest? And who's watching from across the Pacific with a checkbook in hand? The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.